Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ranjit Rayar from NC State at Raleigh. And today I'm about to present my findings on the effect of row spacing, leaf morphology, and plant population on light interception and yield of cotton. Row spacing, leaf morphology, and plant population are the three factors which determine the crop geometry and canopy architecture. And these factors impact crop photosynthesis, light interception, growth, development, yield, and the net economic returns to the growers. Wide row or 38-inch row spacing is pretty common in all the whole of the cotton belt, and but it has it is slow to form and close canopy early in the season, which results in inefficient use of solar energy, especially early in the season. On the other hand, narrow row or 15-inch cotton is now becoming more popular due to availability of overtop herbicides for weed management and new harvesting technology to harvest 15-inch rows. It has enhanced canopy closure early in the season, which results in higher leaf area index and photosynthesis rate, which makes the plants or the crop more efficient in light harvesting. Okra leaf is a leaf type of cotton which permits more light penetration down in the canopy, and that makes the lower leaves to remain productive during the growing season and due to availability of light to them so that they are not shaded and not become parasitic. And there is also a reduction in boll rot and other fungal diseases due to better illumination and ventilation down in the canopy. Crop stand and canopy development is a function of seed rate and spacing. These factors determine the probability or chances of growers getting a uniform stand versus a thin or uneven stand, especially in adverse growing conditions early in the season. But however, cost of the seed and high technology feed due to patented genes, they add to the cost for the growers, while thin stand or low populations lead to wasted resources, inputs, and reduces net returns, while on the other hand, higher plant population or more than optimum plant population causes overcrowding and competition within plants for resources and nutrients. Previous researchers working on okra leaf have reported that it has higher flower production, increased insect and insect resistance, and better spray penetration down in the canopy with reduced boll rot and earliness in maturity. However, workers working on plant populations have given conflicting reports ranging from similar yields for 8,000 to 48,000 plants per acre to increased lynch yield at 20,000 plants per acre compared to 40 and 60,000 plants per acre. However, Reeder and his co-workers reported 9,500 plants per acre had equal or less yield as compared to 50,000 or 150,000 plants per acre. So there are conflicting reports when it comes to varying plant populations and its effect on lynch yield. About row spacing, Jost and Cothran reported that increased canopy closure in 15-inch row spacing versus 38-inch cotton, and they also reported higher lynch yield in one of the two-year study in ultra-narrow row and narrow row cotton as compared to 30 and 38-inch row spacing. They also reported reduced weed competition and higher and lower water loss in narrow row due to early canopy closure and shading of the inter-row space. So keeping these production parameters in mind, this study was planned to compare light interception, canopy closure, yield and quality of okra leaf and normal leaf cotton at 15-inch and 38-inch row spacing, and to evaluate the effect of three population levels on light interception, canopy closure, growth and yield and quality. This experiment was conducted for 1 year at two locations using two row spacings of 15 and 38-inch. Two varieties by Bayer Fibermax 960, which is normal leaf, and Fibermax 800, which is an okra leaf variety. These were used, and these were planted at 35,000, 70,000, and 105,000 plants per acre. The design was split plot design with four replication, and the data was analyzed using GLM of SAS, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at P less than equal to 0.05. Observations and measurements taken during the season were par interception using 1 meter line quantum sensor at 50, 60, 70, and 80 and 90 days after planting. And percent canopy closure was determined by taking digital images from a fixed height at the same dates of 50, 60, 70, 80, and 90 days after planting. And those images, they were analyzed using Adobe Photoshop, and crop versus non-crop pixels were counted using the pixel counter to determine the canopy closure. The plots were harvested using a John Deere spindle picker with modified adjustable heads to pick different row widths, and the lint yield was determined after ginning the samples in a lab gin for percent lint. Here's the picture of the modified John Deere picker. This is the modified head which cuts one of the 15-inch row and feeds into the other harvesting row. The same thing, adjusted, set at 30 inches, and it harvests four 15-inch rows at a time. Coming to results, different populations were non-significant for their influence on lint yield. However, to show the trend, I have included populations in this slide. In 15-inch normal leaf, we see an increasing trend with increasing population level for lint yield. Similarly, in okra leaf, the higher populations were numerically higher than the lowest population, but there were not much widespread differences in 38-inch row spacing for both normal and okra leaf. However, the results due to populations, they were non-significant. Lint yield was significantly different for row spacing and leaf type. 15-inch normal leaf had significantly higher yield as compared to 15-inch okra leaf and 38-inch normal and okra leaf. So the populations did not differ significantly, but normal leaf had significantly higher yield than okra leaf, and 15-inch cotton had higher yield than 38-inch or wide row cotton. The percent light interception in narrow row, here are the observation dates, and on this axis, it's the percentage of light interception. We can see that 15-inch or normal leaf cotton at the highest population of 105,000 plants per acre had the highest initial light interception, whereas okra leaf at 35,000 plants had the lowest light interception to begin with. These differences were significantly, there were significant differences in light interception early in the season. However, as the season progressed, these differences were narrowed down due to buildup of leaf biomass and canopy. For wide row, there was a similar trend. Okra leaf at 35,000 plants had the lowest beginning light interception, whereas normal leaf at 70 and 105,000 plants had the highest beginning or the initial light interception. However, the differences were narrowed down, and in the end, all the treatments had similar light interception. One thing I would like to add here is that wide row had lower or significantly lower initial light interception as compared to narrow row, which is evident here. Here it's about 65%, and in narrow row it's about 55%. This slide compares percent light interception averaged over leaf type. These three are the 15-inch at three populations, and these are the 38-inch at different at three populations, and we see a significant difference early in the season. As the populations go up, there is a significant increase in light interception. However, at the end of the season, those differences were non-significant between the row spacing and leaf types and populations. For percent canopy closure, narrow row, okra leaf at 35,000 plants had the lowest to start with, whereas normal leaf and okra leaf at the highest population of 105,000 plants had the highest percent canopy closure in the narrow row. These were significant differences early in the season, but with the season progression, these differences narrowed down. For percent canopy closure in wide row, there's a similar story. Significant difference between treatments early in the season, but with season progression, these differences were no longer significant. And again, wide row had lower canopy closure to start with as compared to narrow row. This slide compares percent canopy closure average over leaf type. We see a significant difference as we increase, go up in population. Canopy closure increases for both narrow row and wide row cotton. Sometimes middle of the season, these differences average out or even off, and by the end of the season, these differences were non-significant. However, the lowest population of 35,000 plants per acre, which was lowest in narrow row at the first observation, had the highest canopy closure at the end of the season. So eventually it did made up for the differences in the number of plants to the acre, which to some extent justifies or explains the lack of response we did not see in plant populations due to lint yield. Here's the relationship between light interception and canopy closure over time at 50 days after planting. These three data sets represent three population levels at 15-inch normal leaf, and here we see that at the first two populations, they are fairly closely related to each other, but slight differences at the highest population. For okra leaf, the medium population, both these parameters were closely related, and they were slightly different at the lowest and the highest population. However, for wider row, canopy closure and light interception, they were fairly close or trailing each other closely behind at all the populations for both okra leaf and normal leaf. As the season progressed, there was similar trend observed at 60, 70, 80, 90, and 90 days after planting. These were fairly correlated to each other, and here is the correlation table of between canopy closure and light interception. And this is average over all treatment combinations, and we see a fairly good degree of correlation ranging from 0.8 to 0.9. If we separate these out due to different row spacing or leaf type, we might still get higher degree of correlation between light interception and canopy closure. So to conclude from my results, I would like to say that normal leaf had significantly higher lint yield compared to okra leaf, and 15-inch row spacing did significantly better versus 38-inch row spacing. However, the populations, they were non-significant for yield, and 15-inch row spacing had enhanced canopy closure, especially early in the season, compared to 38-inch row spacing. And normal leaf had higher light interception and canopy closure compared to okra leaf toy. And light interception and canopy closure were highly correlated over time and treatments. And this might suggest that canopy closure might substitute light interception measurement in future due to ease of data collection and measurement. So in future, I would like to continue my efforts to calculate correlation coefficient for light interception and canopy closure over different plant populations or row spacings and leaf types to work out that how it works best for different treatments, and to compare new varieties with okra and sub-okra leaf morphology to investigate light interception and canopy closure at 15-inch row spacing. And my effort would be to develop a new methodology to determine canopy closure using a digital camera in place of using light interception by line quantum sensor for it being easy to use and ease of data collection, because it's not limited by weather or sun angle and cloud cover. And in the end, I would like to thank my advisors, Dr. Wells, Dr. Edmiston, and Dr. Jordan, and members of my cotton team, and our statistician, Dr. Ariano, for their help and support and guidance. And here are some of my references. And here is a picture to give you an overview of how, at 50 days after planting, this is the wide row normal leaf, and this is the narrow row normal leaf, and you see the difference in canopy closure that they have early in the season. And now I would like to have any question you might have. Yes, sir. No, sir, not for this presentation. It might come in the paper, but not here. Yes, sir.
You mentioned earlier that others have actually found increases in yield with okra. I believe you actually saw the decrease. Do you think there was some environmental factors there? What do you think were the differences between what they were looking at and what you saw?
You are asking why we saw lower yield in okra leaf as compared to normal leaf?
Why your yield was lower in okra leaf, but the previous studies you quoted, I think you said that the yield was higher in okra leaf. Is that correct?
Well, there are two reasons why we didn't see any yield difference, or why we did see lower yield in okra leaf, because okra leaf varieties, we don't have very consistent performing okra leaf varieties. They might perform good, but they are not consistent year in, year out. So, and one of the location had a drier environment, so that might be a factor in this. Any other questions?
Okay. In the interest of time, we'll have to hold off for further questions, but thank you very much.
Thank you.